Hello, everybody. Welcome to Vibrant Body and Abundant Life, an inspiring, empowering series where some of the world's cutting edge, mind, body, and spirit, healers, coaches, and leaders are coming together to share with you their wisdom, their tools, so that you can go beyond your fear, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, also that you can heal pain, illness, and trauma. I am your host, Tanya Penny, and I'm an occupational therapist and a Vibrant Body and Abundant Life coach. And I'm here because I'm devoted to supporting you to have a healthy body, a peaceful mind, a balanced life, so you can fully live your passionate, purposeful life with abundance and really ultimate freedom. And today, I am excited to share the wisdom of Beth Bell with you, as we dive into trusting yourself and following your guidance, a very important topic. And before I give you a little introduction to Beth, I just want to let you know that we will be having a little time at the end to answer a few questions, if any arise, give you a little bit of personalized guidance. And the way that you can do that is by raising your hand, star 2, or submitting any of your questions at the bottom of the screen if you're on the webcast, and preferably with your first name, though if you want to remain anonymous, that is fine too. So I'm excited because Beth and I actually just got connected a few weeks ago, and we had a really awesome conversation, and we just felt very in sync, very in alignment. We both had really great energy, and I am truly excited to have you with us and introduce you to Beth today for those of you who are new to her. She's doing some pretty amazing things in the world. So Beth Bell is a flower whisperer, international entrepreneur, and radio show host. Her unique relationship with flowers has led to a stunning realization. She had a gift for channeling messages through Mother Nature. After a 15-plus year corporate career, she's living her mission and pollinating the planet with love. Through her inspirational jewelry line and flower-inspired collection of products at Blossom Bliss Bali, her radio show, Empowering Pure Love and Purpose, provides life journey lessons and pearls of wisdom to empower others. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here. This is really fun.
Awesome, Beth. I'm so glad that we could get through our little technology stuff. I hate it when that happens.
I know. Well, I like to blame it on Bali sometimes, but we actually have a pretty good time here. So I'm just happy that we can do it all across the world and connect.
Yes, absolutely. And again, thank you to everybody who's live today. And if you are listening to the replay, just know that you are here with us in energy. So Beth, where do we want to start with this very important topic of learning to trust ourselves and to follow our guidance? Do you maybe want to tell us a little bit about your journey to trusting yourself?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's one thing to say trust yourself, and it's a whole nother thing to actually do it and to do it consistently. And I like to think that I've done a decent job of it over the years. I guess my backstory is that I, you know, worked in a big corporate career, and I loved what I did, honestly, in many, many ways. But as most can imagine, it was quite a grueling position that I had. But what happened to me is I got this magical opportunity. I bought a camera, went to Hawaii, and started photographing flowers. And when I did that, I guess what I was able to see really up close the flower itself, and I started observing it in a totally different way. So I got really mesmerized by this connection. And I started to, I guess, just have a connection to source energy that I hadn't quite experienced before. And why I reference that in the context of trust is I felt like it connected me into a power that was bigger than me, but part of me. And that kind of started my journey to be able to make some really big jumps in my life. I left my corporate career. I like to call it a self-created sabbatical many years ago now. Went around the world for 9 months and lived in different places and just immersed myself in the culture, but also just did a lot of personal growth work. Went back to my corporate life and had a contract with the universe that I was only going to go back for 2 more years, and then I wanted to spin out and live my life purpose, pollinating the planet with love. And you know, the universe, if you're not really super specific, it always comes in a little bit different way. And so I ended up getting an opportunity to go to Singapore. So I went to Singapore with my corporate life. So I sort of spun out of corporate as I knew it, but I was still within the same organization. I loved that. It got me into Asia. I had no desire ever. It was never in my life plan to move to Asia or to Bali. And then once I left my corporate life and made another big jump, I came to Bali, and I thought I was going to be here for 3 months, and I was going to get my product and quality under control, the production capabilities, and I was coming back to the U.S. And 3 months turned into, you know, 5.5+ years. So I've made a lot of jumps and had a lot of opportunities to have to trust myself and know that the decisions that I made were totally going to be either, you know, my success or my fault. So, yeah, and now I'm on the verge of some other big jumps. So it's really interesting how the universe aligns these types of opportunities to even talk about trust when I'm in another big jump myself.
Wow, that is a pretty amazing journey. thinking that you're going to go to Bali for 3 months, and you've been there, you said, for 3.5 years?
5.5. Yeah, I
thought
I was going to be
here 3 years.
And I've been here, yeah, over 5.5 years full time. Yeah.
So what was it like when you got the guidance, right? Because we're talking about receiving our guidance and then following it. What was it like when you got your guidance to have a product even to begin with? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, well, I kind of glossed over that, and it's a really important point, because my relationship with the flowers, so not only did I become sort of mesmerized by photographing them, but what I realized is that it was sort of the universe's way of getting me to meditate, because at the time I was like, I don't have time to meditate. And so when I was photographing flowers and observing them, I really went into this sacred space where I could quiet my mind. And my mind's very active, and I love to do. And when you get caught in that trap, and I say trap because I think we don't realize that we're in our mind, and we start to really stop using our heart and our intuition and our body and what our body's telling us, which is super smart and much smarter than our mind, actually. And mm-hmm. So over time, I started to realize with the flowers that I was actually getting little messages from them. And so not only was I just feeling this peace, which passed all understanding, I was actually getting words that would sort of drop in from each flower as I observed it. So I started really embracing that relationship that I had. And that's why I guess I'm called now the flower whisperer, because I actually get these messages and I write them I print actually the photographs on canvas and sell them here in my shop in Bali, but also on Instagram, I put out the messages that I get on the flowers. And it's just given me this stronger sense of self and source and who I am and sort of where I fit in the universe. So it's been a very magical and quite frankly, a really unexpected turn of events for me to really be relying on flowers, which of course now has blossomed into even something much bigger.
Right. No pun intended. I really love that, because the truth is we all get our guidance in different ways. A lot of us do get it through sensations in our body. Some of us get it through, different signs, music. We can even get guidance through music. So I do think our guidance comes in a lot of different ways, our emotions. I've never heard, though, it coming through flowers. I really find that really cool and really interesting.
Well, you know, in addition to that, I think what I'm really seeing and living in Bali, like, it's just amazing here. I mean, you've been here and Mother Nature is just on steroids in so many ways. So for me, it's the flowers that are sort of that portal. But I think for other people, it might be the ocean and surfing. And some people, it's going to a lake. And some people, it's hugging a tree, you know, and for other people, it's gardening. But I feel like Mother Nature is sort of this incredible, well, I know that it's this incredible force. And a lot of times we sort of don't stop to smell the roses, if you will. And yep. So, you know, what you were talking about too, it's all an energetic matrix, right? So it's all energy. And Mother Nature is like the purest example of going with the flow, if you will. You know, flowers don't worry about whether the sun's going to shine, you know, if it rains or it doesn't. They just are connected into that divine matrix that is protective and that really helps us to grow and create and trust ourselves, right? But I think a lot of times people just feel so alone in the universe. And so I like to use, you know, Mother Nature, not just the flowers, but Mother Nature as a whole, as this incredible system of energy that's out there and available to anybody. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to, you know, and even if you live in a concrete hut somewhere in some, you know, skyscraper city, you know, you can still get a plant. You know, you can still look at, you can still observe a picture of a flower, and you can still connect into that greater energy source that exists for us as a real driving force, like to help us through life's obstacles, but also through the blissful times. So for me, that trust part really comes from the power of Mother Nature as a whole and being connected into that energy system.
I love that. And I am so on board with that as far as the nature goes. I think so many of us have, like you said earlier, we're caught up in the busy, 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 the do, do, do. And how can we even get guidance to follow if we are so caught up in all of the mind stuff, right? And all of the doing and the busyness. I know for me, like you, that was one of my, you know, one of the things that I really struggled with. And I think a lot of people, no matter where you are on the planet right now, you know, we've been really conditioned to constantly go, 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 do, 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 please other people, prove ourselves. And it really is taking that time to slow down. And almost, I like to call it clearing out the noise. And I do that best when I am in nature and also when I meditate. And I do meditate in nature as well. And I, you know, I get so much guidance when I am out of the quote unquote noise of everyday living. And I am just, you know, it's me, it's Mother Nature, whether it's, you know, by the ocean, like you said, whether it's I just left the Red Rocks of Sedona, now I'm living on a river, so that's my nature every morning when I go for my trail run. And I think that's a big piece, and I'm really glad that you brought that up. I think many people would benefit from spending more time outside, and I think they're more easily able to connect with themselves when they are in nature.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that when people come to Bali, there's so many people who have come here and extended their trip or, you know, actually one lady I know, she completely like, she didn't even go back to LA. She had someone else like clear out her apartment, got her out of her lease, you know, sold her car, and she just stayed and she's been here for years. And I'm not necessarily recommending that, but I'm just saying that the energy of Mother Nature like brings you in here and holds you so close and just makes you feel so safe. And then you go through the whole process of sort of peeling back the layers and peeling back the layers, because we're so programmed, and especially in the Western world, to think our way in and think our way out of things and use that brain that we've been given, which is so smart and so wonderful in so many ways, but it doesn't really get us the deeper fulfillment of what we're really here to do and what our life purpose really is. And for every person, you know, it's different, like what they're actually called to do. But to your point, when you're so busy doing and doing to make money and to survive and, you know, all the things that we're called to do in the Western world, it is really hard to just go inside and reflect and to feel. And, you know, we've been programmed not to feel for all of our life, actually.
Absolutely.
When we were a kid, we had no problem doing it. But then one day somebody said, don't feel that way, or stop feeling that, or, you know, stop
crying.
Don't
be silly.
Don't be silly, or, you know, you're a dreamer, or, you know, all the things that get said to us with it, in most cases with really good intention, but because, you know, we want to have our kids do well in life. But yeah, it's always going back to spirit. It's always going back to our connection to a bigger, greater source.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's an important thing. I'd like to go a little bit more into that, like the things that block us from, first of all, getting our guidance, and we already touched on a biggie, is that busyness factor. But also then once we get it, what keeps us from following it? Because the truth is, you could have gotten guidance, right? You could have gotten guidance like, okay, Beth, you're to go to Bali and do this product. And then you could have just said, no way, that's too risky. I can't go.
Yeah.
Right? I can't do that. And so I think it's important for us to talk about what are those things that block us from receiving and then following our guidance. And then how to clear those. Right?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people, like you said earlier, we're not even aware that that's what's happening, right? We're doing the things that we were, quote unquote, programmed or conditioned to do to survive in the world. And they're really not working for most of us.
and
one big clue you know they're not working is you have an illness or a symptom or another life breakdown, right?
Yeah. And I find it crazy now. You know, that so many of us wait until we have those breakdowns to actually say there must be another way. Well, I have something called, I call it intuitive risk taking, meaning that, you know, we're programmed to take risks based on facts, right? Based on, well, if I do this, then, you know, these are the potential outcomes. And, you know, there's a time and a place for that. But if you really want to make the big jumps in life, and this is, you know, all about what I talk about with my guests on the radio show, is these intuitive risks that you take. Sometimes you don't know why you're doing it, but you just feel that it's the right thing to do. And those are the scariest ones, because you know that there's so many other people that can come back to you and say, well, why did you do that? And I mean, what are you going to say? Well, because I felt like I should. Yeah, that's what you should say. You should say, yes, I felt it inside, and that's why I took the risk. And normally for me, I guess when I take big jumps, I like to think about the analogy of like a lantern. You know, I get a hit on something and I go, oh, that makes me feel good. I like that. And then I wait for some validation points, and then, okay, well, that validates. Okay, I'm going to make the big jump. And then I'll see one lantern. And here's where I think the practice comes in, because most people want to see all the lanterns on the path. I want to know the end. You know, give me the crystal ball, give me my card reading, tell me where I'm going. And that's not what life is about. Life is about living it and being on the journey. So you have to get really comfortable with following the lanterns, right? And you also have to get comfortable when you get to a lantern, it's a decision point. You've got this road or you've got that road. And the most important part is that you don't doubt yourself, because if you get to a place, and this is a difficult place to get to, but when you get to the place that you know unequivocally without a doubt that you actually cannot make a mistake, you're golden, because it's all about self-judgment. It's all about how we allow other people to perceive us in the world, how we perceive ourselves in the world. But when we really trust ourselves, we cannot make a mistake. We just make another decision. You just pick another lantern. You just go down another road. Oh, I thought that felt good at the time, but now I want to go down this way. And the only judgment comes in from your little voice in your head that got programmed when you were a little child, or the loved ones that are currently around you that are ready to jump on you and judge you for, you know, what you did wrong, and hopefully a lot of cases that they also love you for what you did right. But I think what was a little bit ironic was when we talked and when you asked me to do this, the word trust was really big in my consciousness. And I kind of felt like, okay, universe, like I trust. But the universe kept saying to me, Beth Bell, you are not trusting to the degree that you need to be trusting. And I was like, well, what's that all about? So when you asked me to talk about trust, I was like, okay, this is clearly, I need to go to a deeper level of trust. And when we hung up the phone, I said, okay, what does this mean to me? Because I'm at some really, really interesting big jumps. And so I wrote a mantra, because one of the things that I have, you know, not only do I get words and, you know, the power of words from the power of flowers, but I take those words and I put them into these pieces of jewelry called the mini mantra word bar necklace. And so the mantras, and I'm sure many of your listeners are big on, you know, mantras, affirmations, right? Like really self-affirming things that help us shift and change energy. So yeah. I use a lot of mantras and I use a lot of affirmations. And so I created a new mantra after our phone call that day. And I'd love to share the little mantra with you. I'll share the short version first, and then I'll share the longer version if you're interested in hearing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, yes, of course, bring it on.
So the short version of it is, I trust, I am supported, I am guided, my soul glows. The longer version of that, and this is very much connected to my relationship with flowers and source energy and Bali and everything that I know and where I am today, is I trust in source energy that I am one with unity consciousness. I am supported by an energetic matrix that provides an abundance of resources. I am guided by my higher self and allow my divine blueprint to unfold. And my soul glows because it knows that I am the light of the world. And I say that mantra every morning when I get up and every night when I go to sleep and everywhere in between that I can. And I visualize and I feel what that's like to be the light of the world, what that's like to feel like I am really part of source energy and unity consciousness and here to create a difference in the world. And when you really get into that energy, it's just like, wow, like anything's possible. It's actually back to that love energy when you fall in love, you know, and you're like, oh my gosh, anything's possible. I can do anything. It's that creative place, you know, that opens your second and your third chakra and you just go, yes, I can do anything. And so thank you for inspiring me to write a new mantra and to really have to embrace that I needed a deeper, greater sense of trust with myself and my relationship with the universe and consciousness as a whole. So lots of stuff has happened over the last, I don't know, I think it's been maybe a month or so since we talked, but it's crazy when you start trusting. I mean, it's steroids. It's super fun. And you know, there's always going to be curveballs, but when you remember that you can't make a mistake, you just keep going. And you know that you're trusting your intuition, you're trusting yourself, and that's the only person that you can really trust. Everybody else is just a mirror and a reflector, so it's great. Like, people are around you to help support you and to help scare you and to help, you know, make you question yourself. So I'm not discounting, like, everybody else that's around us, because those are all really great, valuable little pokes and prods to see where we are on that level of trust.
And I think you brought up a few really important points there. One of them that I think we really want to drive home is that one of the things that can really block us from trusting ourselves and following our guidance is that fear of making mistakes. I am totally on board with you. You know, I just had a call with a client this morning, and she's still beating herself up for something she did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if there are no mistakes, number one, and anything that you could call a mistake or want to call a mistake, what if that is just an opportunity to learn and grow, right? An opportunity to discover more of who you are and what you want.
Amen. And when you realize you're creating your life, you know that you just put those little obstacles or those things into your life. You did it to learn something.
Yes. From a soul perspective, we have chosen everything in our life, every experience, every opportunity, every quote-unquote challenge to help us to learn and grow. And actually, I mean, one of the big things I think we're all here to do is to learn to trust ourselves. I think that's huge. I think for so long, number two block is, besides fear of making mistakes, fear of disappointing other people. I think that is another big one that we need to be aware of that could really hold us back. I think so many of us are, you know, people pleasers. Let's just put it out there. I call it people pleasing. And again, a pattern we learned from childhood, right? We got to do A, B, and C, X, Y, and Z to please our parents, to make my mom or dad happy, to make my teacher happy. And so if I get guidance to do something against what I know they would like, I can't follow it.
Yeah. Yeah, that subconscious programming, it's a bugger in there sometimes. Because it's hidden, it's deep, and it's oftentimes disguised as a really good thing. You know, like, don't count your chickens before it's hatched, or what do you have, time or money, you know? There's just lots of things that my parents told me that were all with such good intention, but man, I had to peel that stuff apart and realize that, wait a second, of course I should count my chickens before they're hatched. That's the law of attraction. That's how you manifest stuff. You know, it's like, you know, work hard, be humble. It's like, well, maybe you don't have to work that hard. You can, when you work with the universe, like maybe things can unfold naturally. And, you know, maybe these old paradigms don't really work for me anymore, but yeah, we have to, sometimes I like to take the long, hard road to figure these things out. But following
but hopefully you guys won't have to, because we're sharing our experience with you. I always tell my clients that, like, you know, I had to learn the hard way. I had to get multiple sclerosis. Like, that really sucked.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
maybe we can, like, maybe for you, we can, you know, let the headache be enough, or the migraine, and you don't need to get a full-blown chronic illness, right? Or you don't have to have a full-blown, you know, whatever it is, whatever the breakdown is. For some of us, it's health. For some of us, it's, you know, our marriage. For some of us, it's, you know, getting fired, like, out of the blue, right, and getting pushed over that ledge. Because if we don't follow our guidance, guess what happens? Breakdown, right?
Yeah.
We will have that 2x4 experience, because I think so many of us, again, we're caught up in that conditioning that's blocking us from following our guidance that we've been talking about, but we don't even know it. So we need that painful experience to push us over the edge. I mean, the universe, you know, would like us to get it easily, but sometimes I guess that's our path too. So not to beat yourself up if the quote unquote hard way, or the really challenging way, is your path.
Yeah. But there is an easy way. There is an easy way. Yes,
it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard, and you don't have to suffer, and you don't have to wait till you're retired to follow your dreams and to follow your guidance. And Beth is, you know, Beth and I are both living testaments to that. I mean, here she is in Bali, and, you know, and I've overcome an illness, and, you know, and also an entrepreneur running a business helping other people. So, you know, we really can thrive, right? Not just survive. I think that's important to put out there too.
It is. And I don't know how much time we have, but I'm happy to share another really, really personal story that's actually very much happening in the now, because it's
completely. Yeah, please.
So, I love Bali. I absolutely love Bali. I have a Bali dog. Just like, this island is like my best friend, and I've learned so much here. And yet I've been torn, because I have my parents, my nephews, who are, you know, still at that age where they still love you. They're not like in high school and think that you're not cool anymore. And I feel this huge pull in my heart to be in the United States more. I also feel that as a light worker, we're oftentimes called back to our homelands to bring the light and to shine the light and bring our wisdom and our knowledge and our learnings and our, you know, all of these things back to where we came from. And so my mission's Pollinating the Planet with Love, and I spend very little time in the United States, because I'm really in Asia full time, and I've been feeling this tug, and I came back to Bali. I just was in the U.S. a couple months ago, and I moved into a new villa. I was all excited about it. Everything, my furniture fit perfectly. Everything was, it just seemed like, okay, this is great. But that tug was still there. And when I let go of resisting the tug, I said, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, what are you asking me to do? And the universe said, go back to the United States. And I said, but I got to take my dog. And they said, that's fine. Take your dog. I said, okay, what am I supposed to do? And I have a logistical thing where I'm actually selling my condo in the United States, which I wasn't expected to do, but it was like this universal alignment that just sort of happened. And so I have a logistical thing to carry some things from one point to another across the United States. And Spirit said, set up pop-up shops, bring the message, Pollinate Planet with Love, come back to the United States. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm selling, the irony of it, I'm selling my condo, right? So you think if I'm coming back to the United States, I would be keeping my condo, right? But no, I'm selling my condo. So then in the meantime, I'm like, okay, well, I got to rent out my place in Bali if I'm going to be gone for a significant amount of time. And, you know, I'll rent it out to a beautiful couple that, you know, appreciates my furniture. And so I find several beautiful couples that want to stay, but they want to stay here longer than what I wanted to rent the place for. So a really long story short, I end up selling all of my furniture in Bali. And in the deal in my condo in the United States, I end up including all of my furniture. So I am coming on to the next part of my journey where I will be internationally and domestically homeless with a pop-up shop traveling across the country with my Bali dog. Hey,
oh,
I have
my
no idea what's happening next. Like, where are you going to live? I don't know. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Love it.
Yeah.
That is so, like, that totally, excuse my language, fucking blows our ego's minds, doesn't it?
Right? I mean, I love it. I'm like, this is the biggest, honestly, this is the biggest free fall that I've taken because I really don't even know the next lantern. I have some ideas of what the universe has in store, but we're just going to go with the intention. Here's the thing is I'm a marketer. I come from strategic marketing. I come from brand launches. I'm all about business plans and all this stuff. But I got to tell you, in the last 5.5 years being in Bali, that whole way of functioning isn't my strongest asset. And so this time around, I said, you know what? There's two important things about this mobile pop-up shop that I'm going to do. It has to be simple. It has to be fun. And that's it. And
let's keep it simple, you guys. I think that's a great point.
And fun. And I'm going to look at it as an opportunity to channel my inner child. I mean, we don't know each other that well, but honestly, I'm not really a camper, glamper girl. So I'm not camping. I love that, but it's not me. But we're building out a truck, a Blossomless Bali truck. And
I was going to say, I totally see you in like this traveling bus RV that is like beautiful, like colors, and you like traveling across the United States in it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be an RV either. I got this vision that my best friend that I've known since I was 5 and her 11-year-old son would jump on the bandwagon with me. And so when I call, she's like, oh, my God, I've always wanted to rent an RV and go across the country. Oh, speaking of my Bali.
Your dog's excited, too. Your dog's totally excited.
Yeah.
He's like, yes.
So she says, yeah, I've always wanted to get an RV. I said, oh, girlfriend, we're not going in an RV. But, you know, I don't know. But I think the other real point that I wanted to make is I've heard myself say to people, you know, I'm not this is not really me, you know, like this driving across the country. But what's beautiful about that is that I've had to accept that, well, who am I? You know, like, what if I really just let go of everything that I think that I am and I just follow my heart and I just do what I feel called to do and wait and see. So, yeah.
Well, and
so,
a lot of those things, and a lot of those things are that we think that make us, our identities, are actually just protective mechanisms, right?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
Beth, I got the shivers when you told your story because I know I talked to you a few weeks ago, and as much as I loved Sedona, Arizona, it's got its own spirituality like Bali does. I was guided to leave, and some of you may have heard, I just moved back to Boise, Idaho, where I lived for 15 years. And I said I would never move back here over my dead body. And here we both are, like, being guided, right? Being guided. When I first got that guidance, I was like, oh, hell no. And I tried to ignore it. I tried to ignore it. And then it kept getting louder. And I was like, shoot, I got to follow it. Like, I mean, I don't have to, but I know what happens if I don't follow my guidance. I get sick, right? I'll probably get MS back if I don't follow it. And here you are. It's like when you surrender to spirit, to source, which our guidance is connected to, all sorts of crazy things can happen. But, you know, if you remember that we have a bigger purpose.
Yep.
And if your purpose really is to pollinate the planet with love, probably hiding out in Bali isn't going to be what you're called to do the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, when I got called to stay here, it's a good point. Because when I got called to stay here, I thought, what the heck? What am I going to do? You know, Bali, like, I love it, but it's so far away from my family. And but the universe was so clear that if I wanted to pollinate the planet with love, that opening a shop here in Bali, I would touch people from all over the planet. So it's been incredible. Like, you know, I love the idea that my flower affirmation cards are literally in points all across the world, right? Because people came here, they came to Ubud, they came to the Monkey Forest, they came to Blossomless Bali, and they took stuff home with them, or a mini mantra woodbar necklace. So we have begun to pollinate globally, but now it's so clear that the pollination needs to happen in my homeland. And the bigger thing about it is that I actually now have even a bigger opportunity that I feel really called to participate in that's back in Bali. So I think, you know, I'll be straddling the globe in so many ways. It's just really interesting that my Bali dog and I share something now that I never realized before. I knew when I rescued my Bali dog, we had clear communication somehow, telepathically, that she had one request of me. And that was that I don't take her freedom away. As a Bali dog, her freedom is so important. And so I've always honored that as best as I could. She gets to do a lot of free roaming. But just recently, I realized, oh my goodness, you know, I didn't realize how important freedom is to me. Because now that I'm even releasing, you know, and I'm not saying this is for everyone to like sell all of their stuff on both continents, but
we're not telling you that's what everyone's guidance is like to just, you know, because I did the whole sell everything and move into an RV years ago too, and that's not what we're saying, you guys. We all get different guidance, but this has been our path, right?
I just love the freedom right now of the unknowing. And I think that's the place that you want to get to. There's, you know, a couple of things. You can't make a mistake. And being excited about what you don't know. And that has been the hardest thing for me because I got programmed. You better know. You better know why you made a decision. Because if it works, it's your fault. If it doesn't work, it's your fault. And so I have that real big personal accountability chip in my system, which is good, but it also stops us sometimes from really just going out there on and taking the big jump. So I don't see myself living in an RV, but I do see myself with this truck. And we're going to be partnering with yoga studios and possibly more spiritually oriented fitness centers and chains. And I don't know how long the journey is going to be. Like right now, it's all just unfolding. We're doing a big PR campaign about, you know, the American lady who comes back from Bali with her Bali dog and, you know, and goes across.
You got to come to Boise, Idaho.
Never know. I mean, and I truly feel that we're going to be hosted by beautiful souls everywhere we go. I mean, I think the point is, and I love that we're doing this interview now because your listeners are catching me at a time where I honestly, truly can say, I don't know. I don't really have a plan. I know that I am intricately connected to source energy, and I know that I'm living what I'm supposed to be living today, and that may change tomorrow, but as far as what it looks like or how it is. And the other thing that I'm going to be doing along this journey is doing some sessions that are healing through silence. And I think it fits into the trust message because I think one of the big catches that we get into is, and we touched on this earlier, is really looking for outside validation of our action of, you know, did I manifest something or not? Did it work? Is my wand broken? And it's all about coming back inside. And it's really
it's
connecting.
That external. What I hear you saying is, I think it's a really important point too, is releasing that need for external validation.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And
it
really,
is.
And really, really going to that internal. And it's funny. I'm just looking at. I have these cards on my wall, and I trust your intuitive heart just like stood out.
Yeah.
And again, we can't trust our heart if we don't get connected to it. And I think you're right on. One of the best ways to do that is through meditation, practices of silence and learning how to connect with yourself. And I think so many people, we weren't taught that. I mean, my parents, there was no silence in my freaking house. The TV was always on or the radio. There was no silence unless you were sleeping. And even then sometimes, you know, my parents would fall asleep to the TV or the radio on. It was like, oh my gosh, there was constant noise. So I think you brought up something really important, that silence. And I think that's why in nature we also can get that. Like that's why so many of us are drawn to nature too, is that silence is there for us too. Even though we can get it in many other places, it's easier there.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, meditation is hard. It was hard for me in the beginning. And so it doesn't always have to be totally silent. It can be observational meditation, which is basically, I did observational flower photography that launched me into quieting my mind. Sort of, you know, the universe was pretty sneaky on that one. And gave me a great portal. And the universe is giving everyone really sneaky ways to do it. You just got to listen and, you know, keep your eyes open and see what that is, because it might be surfing. It might be pottery.
Gardening, like you said earlier. Gardening.
Yes. It's usually the thing that you know that you love that you hear yourself say, I don't have time to do.
And I don't make enough time for it. Exactly. I was just going to say for that. It doesn't have to be that typical meditation. You know, for me, it's running. Part of my meditation is running out in nature every day. Part of it is doing a guided meditation as well. That's how I started, pretty much, that in nature. But yeah, you guys, there's so many different ways. Like when you hear meditate, it doesn't have to be that, you know, the way that maybe you were conditioned what meditation was that didn't work for you. Like there's so many ways. Some people it's cooking, right? Some people for meditation is cooking for them. So I think that's a really awesome point. It's whatever you love to do that brings you that feeling of inner peace, I would say, and joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to also touch on one of your other points, Beth, that I love that you brought up being scared of the unknown versus being excited for not knowing. I came up with, me and my clients came up with a word called scare-sighted. And it's like, there's a part of you, like, there's a part of you that's like, oh, shit. And then there's another part of you that's like, woohoo, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's okay to not, like, you can have a plan A, but be willing to go with plan B, C, or D, right? And really, really trusting that you're going to be supported no matter what happens, right? And I think, too, I don't know about you, Beth, but my guidance often comes in like smaller chunks or steps. Like, hey, do this. And then once you take the next step, then the next thing will unfold or be shown to me.
Yeah, absolutely. No, energetically, it totally opens up like that. Like what I said, no, suddenly I, by selling my place in the United States, which I thought I was keeping so when I came back there, I could live there, it just energetically opened up. You know, opportunity. And the irony is I'll be back in Bali. You know, it's like there's lots of things all bubbling and things that are happening that are all part of my purpose. But I also had to give up a bit of my identity, right? I had to give up the identity that, hey, I'm not a camper girl. I'm not a glamper girl. Well, you know what? I am at heart, right? We all are. And however I think that this little journey across the country is going to look might be totally different than what I'm envisioning. But I do know that it's going to be an incredible joining of souls. Physically on the ground, wherever this truck goes, we're going to be bringing the Bali bliss. We're going to be bringing universal bliss to everywhere we go. And I hope online too, we're going to start a Facebook group called Pollinating the Planet with Love. And yeah, the hope is and the dream is really that people just chime in and that we help inspire each other, because I also feel like my heart bleeds a little bit right now for what's happening in the U.S. And I think the main point is that no one should be disappointed. Everyone should see this incredible opportunity that we have as light workers to make a difference in the world and focus on that. Don't focus on what you think isn't happening or what you don't want to be happening or who you don't like. Focus on what the lessons are.
Or judging, right? Or judging what they're doing or not doing or, you know.
Well, here, I'll bring up
one other. Which is just fear, you know.
I'll bring up one really slippery topic, because for people who don't know me, they immediately want to judge me for what I'm about to say. But I'm going to say it. I think that Trump is a master teacher. Now, does that mean I support him? Does that mean I love him? No, it doesn't.
I agree. I'm on board with you, sister.
Here to be a massive change agent. And if you look at it from a spiritual perspective instead of a political perspective, amen, hallelujah, because he is showing every light worker what a difference they could make if they trusted themselves. Now, I'm not saying how he does it, I agree with. I'm not going into the details of him and who he is and what his intentions are. None of that. I'm just saying, go up a notch in your consciousness and see.
Yeah, look at the big picture. Look at the big picture, because he's actually stirring up all the shit that we should know, all the stuff that needs to be healed.
Yes,
on the planet.
All of that. But for me, he is showing us that if I persevered in what I believe as a light worker in the way that he does, golden. The universe, the planet would change overnight, right? So don't get caught up in what he does and you know, whether it's dark or it's light or it's this or it's that. But he trusts himself. He moves forward. He you know, and I'm not saying this is all it's not about good or bad, but he doesn't care what other people think. But what if you, as an intentional white light worker, didn't care what other people think because you knew so wholeheartedly that what you were here to do, you were doing, and you were doing it for the good of all of humanity? What if you felt that level of tenacity that he shows us you can have? You could become president of the United States, right? So for me, it's really inspirational, and it's not about him or his platform or what he believes or how he does it. I don't like how he does it. I don't like that he's a bully. I don't like all of those things. But I'm not going to focus on those things because they don't get me anywhere energetically. I don't get anybody else anywhere energetically to focus on on how he does. But the lesson is there for anyone who wants to see it, that you can do anything in your life if you trust yourself.
I love that you, and yes, this is going to be controversial for a lot of people, but I want you guys to hear what Beth is actually saying. She's not saying she loves Trump and she like thinks, you know, what he does is all awesome and stuff, but she does believe and she's pointing out the good thing is he doesn't actually give a shit what other people think to some degree. That's a good thing. He's following his guidance. And from my perspective, that's helping the planet to see what needs to be healed, right? That's just my little perspective I throw into it. But I love that, Beth. That is a new perspective on Trump that I have not heard of before. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. It's really it's really an exciting time. It's so exciting. I can't wait to be back in the US. I can't wait to join together with people. I can't wait to bring a positive message. I can't wait to have people meet my Bali dog. She's just a people lover. She's just going to lick everybody up. And I can't wait.
Oh, I'd love to meet her.
And do silence or healing through silence, you know, just, you know, really soul connecting with people in the world. It's so exciting. And I have no idea how it's all going to happen, but it's just so divinely guided that I'm jumping. I'm taking I'm doing my best to keep all expectations off.
Yeah, leap in the net will appear, right? That just popped in too. And I think that is true for so many of us. Like we might be called to go away, whether it's to an island, whether for me it was Sedona, which is very small and very spiritual. But then you might be being called back to be in a bigger city, to go travel across the United States like Beth is. The important thing here, you guys, is to remember that there really are unlimited possibilities. Mm-hmm. And what's really happening is you're being called to let go of all that conditioning that's been holding you back from following your heart, your guidance, your, as my card says, your intuitive heart. And stop trying to please everyone else and just do what you're guided to do here on the planet at this time. That is how the planet is going to change. That's how healing is going to occur. And it is a very exciting time, Beth. I agree. And I can't wait for you to come to Boise, Idaho. I got a spare bedroom for you and your dog.
Okay, I love it. Well, we're just now kind of starting to map out the places, but it kind of depends upon who we partner with. So we're in process and discussion of, I feel like it's very, you know, yoga community focused, but it's just, you know, it's for anybody.
Yeah, awesome. And you guys, Beth has an offer for us. She has these beautiful, she has a jewelry line. Beth, can you tell us a little bit about your necklaces and then how we can get the $15 your offer? Yeah, your offer.
Yes. Well, the mini mantra word bar necklaces, there's 13 of them. So there's different mantras that you can wear close to your heart. One of them is live life in love with everything. And that one was very inspired by the Balinese, because the poorest of poor, I think, are happier than oftentimes the richest of rich. So it's not about financial abundance. It's about how we interact with the world. So, you know, living life in love with everything. There's one also that's really popular. I am grateful, knowing love, feeling love, bliss. So it's like bringing in that love. Oftentimes I see people buy that for a mother, or the mother buying it for their daughter, but it's really just about, yeah, really staying in that gratefulness, because we know that that manifests everything for us. And then the one that I've just created, which my Balinese artisan is like feverishly trying to get some inventory done so that I can bring it back to the United States. And I'm doing the first man version ever with the mantra, I trust, I am supported, I am guided, my soul glows. So that one's also exciting, and I think I'll put it on the website as a pre-sale. If someone is really wanting that particular one, they can, you know, purchase it in advance. But yeah, just, you can go to bethbell.me and you'll see a little bit about my story. You'll see my Bali dog. You'll see our neighborhood and the rice fields and the shop that we had on Monkey Forest Road. I've recently moved it into a galleria now, so it's sort of a little shop within a big gallery, like a mini Bloomingdale's here in Bali. And then you can type in hashtag trust and you can get the $15 off any of the mini mantra word bars that you want. The other thing I like to mention is there is also what we call the personal intention activation ceremony kit. So the mantra itself and the power of the word certainly holds the vibration, and the Balinese artisans infuse love and the vibration of love into the necklace, but you can also use this kit to infuse your own personal intention into the mini mantra word bar. So it's a beautiful little kit. You've got incense and a journal and a lotus flower candle, and it's very easy to do. You basically have three steps to it. You set, say, and see your intention. So by setting it, you're journaling what makes me happy. You're coming up with 1 to 2 words. You're writing them on the bottom of the lotus candle, your intention, and then you're saying it, which is the mantra and your intention, and then you're seeing it in your mind's eye or your imagination as though it's already blossomed. So it really supercharges the necklace to bring and really pull your intention through just by wearing the necklace and in holding that vibration close. So it's also another really fun product, but there's lots of different things that you can explore if you look on bethbell.me, and it'll take you to all my products as well.
Oh, I can't wait. I would love to have one of the trust necklaces. So I do hope that you put it on online. And so you guys, when you go to check out on Beth's website, so go and pick a product, check out necklaces, $15 off. Just put in the hashtag trust, T-R-U-S-T. And then if you haven't yet, also make sure that you grab my Vibrant Body and Abundant Life Starter Kit. It is the 10 Keys Blueprint Guide, an audio lesson about the 10 keys, as well as one of my secret tools, which is a guided therapeutic meditation practice, as we were talking about earlier. And I'm also going to be doing a live virtual bonus class as well. So make sure you grab that. For those of you who are on Podbean or iTunes listening to this, you can just go to tanyapenny.com and click on podcast on the top of the page, and it'll actually take you to all the amazing conversations, all the gifts, all the offers from all of the experts, including me and Beth. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew about that, as well as if you want to go deeper with me, you can check out my Self Love and Trust program or the Trust Yourself Key program. And again, you can just go to podcast on my website, tanyapenny.com, and scroll down to where our conversation, my conversation is. So, Beth, any parting nuggets of wisdom before we sign off on today's conversation? And again, thank you so much. This was fun, and I'm just so excited for you. Truly excited for you.
I'm excited too. I think in closing, I would just recap what we've already talked about, which is make that intuitive risk. You know it. Your body knows it. Do it now. And know that you can't make a mistake. You can always make another decision, and trust your heart, because that's really why you're here. You're just here to trust in yourself to make a difference for you and for the world. And when you do that, you're pollinating the planet with love.
And I'll just add to that, remember progress, not perfection, right? Baby steps. And like Beth said, you know, you can always make a choice. And then whatever unfolds from that, you can change your mind or you can choose to go in a different direction. And that, you know, we haven't, so many of us haven't been trusting and following our guidance for so long that it will take practice. It may take time. It may take practice. So maybe start small and then move to bigger things as far as following your guidance. So thank you, everybody, for being here. Feel free to share this podcast, Vibrant Body and Abundant Life, with your friends, family, and coworkers. And I invite you to join me again tomorrow for another fun, insightful, and empowering conversation with Lisa Marie Plotsky, leadership coach. So have a beautiful rest of your evening, and thank you, Beth, and thank you, everyone, for being here. Bye.
Yes. Bye.